Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper jungle, early drum and bass intro with that final heat vibe, dusty texture, overloaded saturation, tiny pitch wobble, filtered breaks, and then a hike transition into a rolling drop. We're doing it entirely inside Ableton Live 12, mostly stock devices, and the goal is not just to slap distortion on a loop. The goal is to make it feel like a worn dub plate that still hits with modern weight. This is intermediate level. So I'm going to assume you already know how to warp audio, route sends and returns, and move around arrangement view. While add is the decision-making, how to keep it loud and nasty without turning it into mush, and how to arrange it so the drop feels bigger. Let's set the stage. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I like 170 for this. Now create a few tracks, one audio track called Break, one called Vinyl or Noise, one called Stabs or Atmos, and then group those into a single group called Intro Bus. That group is going to make your life easier, because you can automate fades, width, filtering, and big transitions on the whole intro without chasing a million lanes. Now step 1. Choose and prep your samples. For jungle intros, you can get away with very little. A classic break does most of the heavy lifting. Amen, Think, Hot Pants, anything in that family. Then maybe a dusty chord loop or pad, and optionally a one-shot stab. Drag your break into the break track. In clip view, turn warp on. For breaks, start with beats mode. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8, and set transients to forward. The point is, keep the punch. If it starts clicking or the hats sound shredded in a bad way, adjust preserve. Or if you're warping something that isn't really drum material, you can try Complex Pro for the non-drum textures. But for the break itself, beats mode is usually the right first stop. Now tighten the timing just enough. If the clip needs it, right-click and warp from here straight. Then set your start marker so bar 1 hits clean. And here's a very jungle move. Duplicate the break clip. You're going to make one version clean-ish and one version wrecked. We'll use them like call and response in the arrangement so the intro breathes. Quick coaching note while we're here. Don't grid-snap the groove to death. Old breaks feel good because they're slightly imperfect. You often only need warp markers at the bar starts and a few key hits. And letting a snare land a few milliseconds late can feel more tape than DAW. Now step 2. Build the vinyl heat distortion chain on the break. We're going to do multi-stage distortion, but controlled. And the most important habit is unity gain. Distortion tricks you, because louder always feels better. So after each drive stage, match the output so the perceived loudness is similar before and after. You can do that with the device output controls, or even throw a utility after a stage temporarily, while you calibrate. The target while designing is, processed break is about the same loudness as dry. We get loud later. First device, EQ8, pre-shaping, high pass around 30 to 45 Hz to remove rumble. Then, if it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And if you know you're going to dull it later with filters and saturation, you can add a tiny shelf at 8 to 10 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB. Don't overdo it. This is just setting the break up to saturate nicely. Next, drum bus for glue and smack. Start drive around 8%, crunch around 10%. I usually keep boom off in the intro, or very low, because the intro shouldn't eat up your headroom. Then transient, plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how much bite you need. Drum bus is great because it makes it feel pushed without immediately flattening everything. Next, saturator. This is the heat. Set it to soft clip mode. Drive somewhere between plus 3 and plus 9 dB. Start at plus 6. Make sure soft clip is on. Then pull the output down so you're not just fooling yourself with volume. If you want more edge, open the wave shaper curve and add a slight bend, but keep it subtle. You want hot, not fizzy. Next, roar. This is the character stage, and this is where we get movement. Try tube, tape, or overdrive. Keep drive moderate at first, like 10 to 30%. Darken the tone a touch. Jungle intros often feel better when the top isn't screaming yet. If there's a noise option in the style you're using, keep it very low, just enough to add a little fizz when the break hits. Here's the key move. Animate roar over the intro. Not huge EDM wobbling. Just a gentle drift in drive over 8 or 16 bars so it feels like the record is being pushed harder as it approaches the drop. Now, auto filter for the intro opening. Use an LP24. Start your cutoff somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz, depending how close you want it. Then automate it gradually so by the end of the intro you're up around 6 to 12 kHz. Add a tiny bit of drive inside auto filter if you want that extra bite. Subtle is the word. The filter sweep is the story. Next, utility for mono and width. Early on, narrow the width down to somewhere between 0 and 50%. That gives you that old record or radio feeling. Then automate back to 100% right before the drop. This is one of the simplest tricks that reliably makes your drop feel wider and more expensive. Extra coach move here, and it's a big one. Do a low band clean split. If you're going for heavy distortion, jungle breaks can lose punch when the low mids get chewed. Put an auto effect rack on the break. Make two chains. Low chain. Low pass around 140 to 200 HC. Minimal distortion. Maybe mild compression. Mid slash high chain. High pass around 140 to 200 HC and put all your heat there. Saturator, roar, overdrive, whatever. Blend the mid slash high chain to taste. This keeps kick and snare weight intact while the top sounds abused. Now step 3. Vinyl noise and pitch drift. This is where it becomes believable. On the vinyl or noise track, drop in vinyl crackle, cassette hiss, room tone, or even ambience you recorded on your phone. Then filter it so it behaves. Use auto filter or EQ. High pass around 200 to 500 HC so you're not adding low junk. Low pass around 8 to 12k HC so it stays soft. Now add wobble. Keep it tiny. You can use shifter in pitch mode or chorus ensemble lightly. With shifter, move fine by only plus or minus 3 to 8 cents. Slow movement, like 0.05 to 0.2 HC if you're using an LFO, or just draw subtle automation. If the wobble is obvious, it's probably too much. The best pitch drift is the one you feel when it stops. Now glue the noise to the groove with sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the noise track. Enable sidechain from the break track. Ratio around 2:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 100 to 250 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not pumping. You're making space so the noise breathes with the break. If you want an advanced, really musical wobble, map pitch drift depth to an envelope follower. In other words, the louder the break hits, the more the pitch slightly pulls, like stress tape. Keep the mapping range microscopic. This can sound insanely real. Now step 4, the classic contrast trick, the radio moment. Create a return track called Radio Smash. On it, build a narrow, aggressive chain. Start with a Q8 and a band pass, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 3.5 kHz, then overdrive. Set the frequency around 1.2 to 2 kHz, drive anywhere from 30 to 70%, and keep the tone slightly dark. Then another saturator and soft clip. Drive plus 3 to 6 dB. Then utility with width at 0, so it's mono. Now send the break to this return during specific moments, especially fills and the last couple bars, before the drop. This is how you get that pirate radio, rave tape energy. And the reason this works is contrast. If everything is wide and full range all the time, nothing feels special. Now step 5, arrange a 32-bar intro that actually works. Think of this as 4 states, narrow and filtered, wider and more active. Then a mono, aggressive section. Then a sudden opening and impact. Bars 1 to 8, establish texture and tease rhythm. Bring in noise and ambience from bar 1. Keep the break filtered low, cutoff maybe 400 to 800 HC. Keep it quieter than the drop. You're setting the scene, not unloading the chorus. Add a single stab every 2 bars, but keep it short and filtered so it feels like it's coming off the same record. Automation ideas here. Slowly increase roar drive just a touch. Slowly open the filter. Maybe increase reverb send slightly, but we're going to cut reverb later for impact, so don't commit to a huge wash. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in syncopation and movement. Open the filter so you get more top, maybe up to 2 to 5 kHz. Add ghost edits. A really effective one. Duplicate a half bar slice, reverse it, fade it in so it pulls into the next hit. You can also layer a quiet ride or shaker, or resample hats from the break itself so it feels consistent. A classic move at bar 16, create a one beat pause. Let the noise tail continue, maybe a reverse, but take the break out for a beat. That moment of negative space feels confident, and it makes the next section hit harder. Bars 17 to 24, tension, distortion, and it's coming. Bring the break closer to full range, maybe 6 to 10 kHz cutoff. Start using your radio smash send on fills. Add an uplifter made from your own material. Resample a reverb tail, freeze and flatten it if needed, reverse it into the next phrase. That sounds way more authentic than a random riser sample. Optional. A bass teaser. Keep it very quiet. A low Reese note, but high pass it so it's more presence than sub. The sub belongs to the drop. Bars 25 to 32, the transition, the signature jungle flip. Around bar 29 to 30, start a pitch down or tape stop feel. You can automate the clip transpose down 2 to 7 semitones over 1 or 2 bars, or put shifter on the intro bus and automate the pitch dive. Then bar 31. Hard cut the break for half a bar. Silence hits harder than noise. Then bar 32. Impact and drop. One more arrangement upgrade. A pre-drop masking burst. One bar before the drop, slam the intro bus into band pass plus heavy drive plus mono for a brief burst, then cut to a micro silence. It resets the ear and makes the drop feel cleaner and heavier. Now step 6. Resemble and commit. This is where it stops sounding like a loop with plugins and starts sounding like a physical thing. Create a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Solo your intro bus, and record 8 to 32 bars of your processed intro. And don't just print one pass. Print multiple passes like you're making additions. Do a cleaner version, a hot version, a radio version, maybe a super filtered version. Label them clearly like break print hot 170 BPM. This makes arrangement faster, because instead of automating every parameter forever, you swap prints like you're DJing between different masters. After you print, do light cleanup on the printed audio. EQ 8 to tidy harshness, often in the 3 to 6 KHC zone if distortion is biting. Glue compressor for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter just to catch peaks, not to squash it.